Joining us now will be Claire Eckenberger. Claire, you and I haven't met.
No, we haven't.
Claire, the first quarter did not go to script for Clinton Prairie tonight. And so in the second quarter, well, I'll tell you what, can you answer this question? What did Coach Henley or any of the coaching staff say between quarters one and two, if you can remember back that far? It's been about an hour or so. So between quarters one and two, what got everybody's attention?
I think the energy from the crowd and our teammates. They were just like, you need to keep it up. You can't fall back now. Even though we were starting to gain a lead, we needed to keep pushing. And they were just worried that we'd fall back. So they're like, keep it up, keep the energy, and we'll be good.
Claire, do you understand that in this game you scored 12 points, but all 12 were in the decisive second and third quarters? Mm-hmm. 8 of them in quarter two, 4 of them in quarter three. Quarter two is where the game swung. Mm-hmm. Quarter one was Seeger. Second quarter was you guys, and then you rode the wave from then on. But quarter three, those 4 points, just as important as the 8 in quarter two. And I make this point because people don't understand. It's just as hard to keep a lead as it is to build the lead. And you were a big part of both things. Can you speak to either of those things at all here in this moment?
I mean, I agree with everything you just said. I think you just covered pretty much all of it.
Well, Claire, here's the deal. I'm the only one that gets to see the smile on your face at the moment. There are hundreds of listeners that are wishing that they could see what I'm seeing right now. Claire, you were a huge part of the win tonight.
Thank you.
You're going to be a huge part of the rest of the week going into Saturday, and I just want to wish you the opportunity to go be with your teammates and cut down some net right now, okay?
Thank you.
Nice job tonight, Claire.